بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل يا أيها الكافرون لا أعبد ما تعبدون ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد. We enjoy everything in its pure form, undiluted and not counterfeit. Counterfeit may seem to be good, may seem to be right, until it is tried. When it's tried, it becomes a major criminal offense. The same happens with things that are diluted and mixed up. And when they are shown as original things, but they are diluted, they are mixed up, and then man loses his reputation, he loses his name. That what product is this man selling us? He says he's selling petrol, but he's diluted with paraffin. So what happens to the man's reputation? It's gone. It takes a whole generation to correct the name afterwards. Allah Ta'ala also commands, مَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ حُنَفَاءَ. The command is that you worship me pure. Pure, no dilution, no contamination. And come to me with total devotion. Mukhlisin and Hunafa will have these two meanings, the pure, undiluted, and devoted. So this is the worship, and this is the dedication that Allah Ta'ala appreciates. Then the likes of Umar radiallahu anhu and Hamza radiallahu anhu, when they had accepted Islam, so the kuffar had to re-strategize. The first strategy was to smash Islam, to break them, to persecute, to kill. But now when these influential people, people with influence and might, when they accepted Islam, then they thought that now we need to re-strategize. Because these people, when they accepted Islam, they were influential, they had numbers with them, and they had strength with them. And daringly they would go into the Haram Sharif and perform the namaz in congregation. Now, the kuffar were obviously apprehensive, afraid. When the first batch of Muslims had come in, you could have pushed them down, pressed them, suppressed them very easily. And these people of influence and strength and might, when they have come in, it's not something so easy that you can just pass over. So they re-strategized and they felt, let's go into some negotiation, let's talk about it. Some terms. So this negotiation processes are not recent, they are all the time. But just that they keep changing, the negotiations keep changing, the words will be very enticing, very attractive, and the normal Muslim also won't feel too bad about it. So they will use the word, for example, let's not be judgmental. So the word judgmental seems very captivating, very exciting, but if you just scratch on the surface, you'll find how hollow the word is. Because if you take it just on the surface level, if you go on the rule of not being judgmental, then there can't be a single court that can be functional. Because what is the magistrate and judge supposed to be doing? He's supposed to be judging the whole day. So he's out of job then, there's no job for him. So the question of not being judgmental really doesn't feature anywhere. But now the way, so someone will come on the television, don't be judgmental. And the way the tone, the way he'll come out, and you'll feel impressed, yeah, this is the way to go. What happens to the person, that's Allah's work. So we are not supposed to be judgmental. So this story of judgmental will come out. But we are told, نَحْكُمُ بِالصَّوَاهِرِ, we'll take things like we see them. On the surface, how we see them, we will take them accordingly. So even water, if we are seeing it, that is diluted with pisab, then we'll have to take a judgment that this is not right. If it's your child that is hanging around with druggies, then you have to be judgmental. You say, Abba, I got no bad intentions. My intention is good, to be good with them. And they got good hearts. So you're not going to listen to the story, you're going to be judgmental. Say, no, you either listen to me or get out of the house, one of the two. So you'll be judgmental because you know that what this can lead up to. So you'll become judgmental. So these words have been used for some time. After the judgmental story was over, then the other term that they came up with is this: let us agree to disagree. But this also is a catchphrase coined by the kuffar, but to mislead us. Let us agree to disagree. So every agreement is not agreeable. If, for example, Mrs. Chinsami has to come and perform the namaz tomorrow here in this masjid, will all of us agree to disagree? She says, well, it's my democratic right to be in the front here. But I say, the whole congregation, will they be pleased with this? Or will they object? Obviously, with object, you won't say, now let us agree to disagree. You won't say that. But now, the way it's brought out, that the normal person, he is mesmerized, he's hypnotized, his brain doesn't work. So, no, it's an excellent word to use. Let us agree to disagree. But then, scratching the surface, you begin to understand how hollow the word is. It's a deceptive approach. Then the third word that was used for some time is, we like a moderate Islam. My father is a very cool Muslim, cool. What he means by being cool is he must be relaxed. So some 5 years ago, there was a case in the madrasa, just to show, man said, he used to always say, I'm a very cool person, I'm a cool Muslim. Anyway, I didn't like the word. Because I could understand now what this thing means, what this refers to. I'm saying I'm a cool Muslim, my dad is very cool. So, but what it refers to, what it amounts to. So the same person, now the case came to the madrasa. One man comes and complains that we had a marital problem. So we called someone to intervene, to arbitrate the case. We thought he was a person of education, academic person, so perhaps he'll be able to do it in a civil manner with some reasoning and understanding. In the course of the whole discussion, he asked for the water, and like a woman, they will want to be forward in serving, doing khidmat. So she brought the water, but it was just that the fingers touched, that's all. And he was cool, so he was fine with that. But now the man came to complain to me that the next night he was in bed with her. That cool, moderate Muslim. And that's what it resulted. And then I said, now what's your problem? He said, no, I had to divorce. And now I got two little children. I don't know. They're hanging now. They're not this side. They're not this side. But this cool and this moderate Muslim, it leads to a Muslim whose house is devastated, broken down, he's not here, he's not there. Well, now, this type of phrases are used repeatedly, and we buy these words. And we also use the words, let's be cool, let's not be too strict about it. But the command of Allah Ta'ala, مَا أُمِيرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُ اللَّهِ. Worship Allah Ta'ala, pure, I don't want this. Then the next word that they use again, we like to be a normalized society. Let's come back to normalization. So when you say normalization, what you are referring to, the LG, the gay, the married person, all are equal, all are the same. Muslims, Hindus, kuffar, Satanists, all are one, because that's a normalized society, according to them. What is abnormal for us, that becomes normal for them. Now, someone is a Satanist, he's a Hindu, he's a Buddhist, he's a Christian, and all are supposed to be acting like normal civil people. So you get together in one common place, and the Hindu is praying in whichever style, and everybody that is there, be it the Jew, the Christian, the Muslim, he is supposed to be joining in that prayer. Now that is called a normalized, very advanced, progressive society. But if you are keeping yourself away from this, then you are abnormal. Now, a normal Muslim, he gets caught up in these things here, and he feels that it is normal now to be carrying on, let's dilute and let's mix up everything. So now, someone may ask, but what's the problem in this? There's a major problem. When you say that this is normal, that means we are referring to Islam just being one religion, and you can choose the religion of your choice. Whatever you choose, you can be, and you can all be together, united, all worshipping the same God. So what's wrong? We have different approaches. So what's wrong in having different approaches? So Islam is abandoning this, throwing this out totally. And if someone is supporting this, then I ask you, what Mr. Qadiani, what wrong did he do that the whole ummah went out against him? They would have said, we're all normal. Let us be normal. Let's come back to normalization. We worship one God. It's all right. It's enough. Mr. Qadiani also worshipped the one God. But the whole world threw them out and they declared them as the minority kafir. Why? So they wanted to be absolutely normal. And they appeared like normal, coming to the masjid and doing things like us. But for the fact that they rejected the Khatme Nubuwad, the Rasul-e-Pak is the seal of the Nubuwad, so he were rejected. So when they talk about a normalization, what they are doing is they are breaking the seal of Nubuwad. The seal of Nubuwad, the Quran Sharif says that وَلَكِنْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَخَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ, that he is the seal of Nubuwad. The seal has broken down now. Now all of us are normal. All of us are alike, identical. So this is what they mean by normalization. And this is what they propose when they say moderate Islam. I'm a cool dad, I'm a cool person. So this is what they refer to. But the word looks so catching. It's a phrase that is catching. It's appealing to the normal person. It's mesmerizing his mind. And he can't understand the depth of the word. It looks so too nice for him. So the only Islam is the original Islam. And that is the Islam that is acceptable in the sight of Allah Ta'ala. Inna deena inda Allahi al-Islam. That original Islam is the only Islam that is normal, that is pure, that is acceptable in the sight of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Otherwise everything else, man yabtaghi ghayra al-Islam, anything else is thrown out. فَلَيْ يُقْبَلْ أَبَكْ says with emphasis, that's thrown out, I don't want that. I don't want to hear about that. There's no bargaining process in this. In some things, we can bargain and negotiate. And some things, we cannot negotiate and bargain. If this man falls in love with your wife, and then when he falls, and then you all have a party, let's negotiate. What are 2 days mine, 2 days yours? Will this bargaining process be acceptable? So when it comes to your integrity, then you don't want to bargain. But Islam, then it's free for all. Do whatever you want. Chop, trim, cut as you want. Let the girls go naked to school. It's all right. Everything is all right. Because why? It's a free property. You can negotiate, you can cut and trim and do as you want. Yeah? So Allah says, no, this is out. I don't want this. You come right or you out. One of the two. So when the likes of Umar, Hamza radiallahu anhuma, and great people, influential, mighty people accepted Islam, they felt that we should negotiate and see now, can we come to any type of a common platform, common grounds? We don't need to have any fights, any type of antagonism, any aggression in Makkah Mukarramah. Can we act as normal persons? That's what they felt also 1400 years ago. What they're talking of now, normalization, they also thought about it. And they made proposals to Hazrat Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And see, we're carrying on like this. Every day there's a new situation. There's a new problem. There's a fight. There is some impediment. There's some problem here. So let's come back to normalization. Let's be all agreeable. So what must be the agreement? The agreement must be like this. That Ya Rasulullah, Ya Muhammad, obviously they didn't believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What you do is, we'll negotiate the terms. 1 year, we will worship like you worship, we'll keep the, do the namaz, do the roza, etc. Like how you do it, we will do it 1 year. And the following year, you will do like what we do. You are all these boots and these idols. So the next year, you must do what we do. If this is what the second proposal is this, that you just pass your hand over just one idol, nothing else. Just pass your hand. And then this will be acceptable. Then we'll carry on like normal. Then we'll make you our undisputed leader. We'll give you the wealth of Makkah Mukarrama. And remember, I was calculating the wealth of Makkah Mukarrama was running to trillions. Not millions and billions, it was running to trillions. Just Walid ibn Mughira, apart from his properties and rental income, etc., right, he would have unseasonal fruit at any time of the year. So his farms extended to such distances that any type of fruit he wanted any part of the year, he'd get it. His revenue for the year, 50 million gold coins. One gold coin, you know what it's worth, right? And his revenue for this 1 year, somebody sharp in mathematics, he can just show us now what it amounts to. 50 million gold coins, right? This revenue for 1 year. So these were the type of wealthy people here. And they are coming to the agreement with the Visa, will give you all the wealth. The woman of your choice will make you the undisputed leader. But this is the common ground we need to come up to, that either the first option, worship across. Second is, that's too hard, just pass your hand over the idol, that's all. Like some of our leaders are doing it, going to the temple, running with fires and all that. See? And they're still Muslim. That's what they feel. So this was the second proposal that was brought before Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the third proposal was, if these two are not acceptable, then the third one, all right, you do your thing and we'll do our thing. You don't speak out against us and we won't speak out against you. Everything will be cool. Everything will be fine. So whereupon these verses were revealed, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ. The Quran is addressing them as kafirs, straight. No mincing of words, kafirs. So the Quran Sharif, there can't be anything as perfect as the Quran Sharif. But you call a spade. But when you're coming to these negotiations, like I say, tomorrow, if someone wants to negotiate with your wife, right, is that acceptable? If not acceptable, then why? So this deen belongs to Allah Ta'ala. And when it belongs to Allah Ta'ala, then we can't come and intrude into his property. It's his property, it belongs to him. We can't interfere. Nobody can interfere. Because you know why a girl can't walk with their hair open to a pop center, right? Why can't they do it? So that is not our Islam. It belongs to Allah Ta'ala. When it belongs to Allah Ta'ala, like someone driving his car into your property and parking it there for 10 days, is that acceptable? Not acceptable. You don't say it's a democratic society, free for all, normalization, let's intrude. You don't say that. So, Quran Sharif came straight by, leave all this. Normalization, leave it out. And remember, La abudu ma ta'budun. Just give a short tafsir. That for the time being, I'm not going to accept your ways, your worship, etc. Your styles, your worship, I'm not accepting it. And you're not going to accept mine. Because you are accepting Islam with some certain conditions. And Islam, you come in without any conditions attached. Come full. Utkhuluf is silmi kafa. No conditional Islam, no temporal Islam. It's a permanent Islam. And you're talking of a conditional temporal Islam. We're not talking of that. We're talking of a permanent Islam. So your worship is not like ours. And remember, this negotiation process is not acceptable for now and not even for the future. You can forget it. That's a dream. It's just a wishful thinking that we'll ever do this. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Finish. So at that point, Islam showed the dividing line. And alhamdulillah, for a long period, our Muslims, we live with kuffar, etc. And there was no dispute, there was no problems. But when this normalization came in, that's where all the disputes and problems came. Now, we got problems with the non-Muslims, they got problems with us. Because they are watching that we are flirting with their women, and they are flirting with our women. That's because of this normalization. They are saying, major corporate women are complaining, that we don't feel secure in the company, be it with the secretary or the boss, or be it with the ordinary ground staff, but we don't feel safe. But this is all the result of this normalization process. So Allah Pak says it clearly, but you go your way, do what you want to do. You don't need to fear with us. We will do what our Rasul told us, that women will be separate, men will be separate, they won't go and intermingle, they won't mix up. So we won't mix up things. We'll be clear about what we're doing. They know our position, they will respect us, and we don't need to interfere with them. Right? And the Quran says how beautifully it rounds the whole discussion. Lakum deenukum waliyadeen. So we have made the truth abundantly clear before you. But with all that you don't accept, then lakum deenukum waliyadeen, then you will face the consequence of your actions. Jazau a'mali deenikum. Deenukum meaning jazau a'mali deenikum. You will face the consequence of your work, of your behavior, we will face ours. The whole discussion is cut and dry, finished, signed and sealed. Nothing to be added, nothing to be taken out of this. Allah grant us.